Hey guys, you're tuning into
the Diamond Crew Podcast,
brought to you by
Diamond Sound Productions.
And we are the Diamond Crew.
All right, guys. So we're going to start this podcast off by sending some shout outs to some of our Facebook friends and family who have liked, commented, subscribed on our posts. Thank you, guys. We just want to say thank you.
Yes. Thank you guys for subscribing. Thank y'all for liking and thank y'all for the support. I just have a few shout outs that I want to give. The first one is to James Tapp. Thank you for the support. The next one is Laddie Crushes. Shout out to you, Laddie.
Thank you for the support.
Robin Chickawama.
Thanks, Robin.
Naxi Yarrow. Shout out to you, Naxi. Thank y'all for the support. Keep it coming. We love it. We're going to keep putting out content for y'all. Y'all just stay tuned in. Yeah, check us out.
Thank you, guys.
Shout out to y'all for sure.
Yep.
All right, so our first topic is going to be a little different. It's going to be the question of the day. So, are y'all tired of staying in the house? Like, I am so over COVID and quarantine.
You are not alone.
Oh, I feel like I got to my winter color too early this year.
Yes, we've been in the house every day.
Definitely.
I'm using my winter foundation.
Definitely. Yeah. My skin has not changed much.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No, no vitamin D these days, right?
Not at all.
All right. So we're going to start off with the question of the day, and it is... All right. So name one thing you would do after the pandemic has cleared. And I'm talking about you could travel, no masks, everything is... over, everything has cleared up, vaccine is out,
we still scared
where
of that
would
though.
You go, what would you do? Name one thing. We're gonna start with Josella.
Let's do it.
We ready today.
Yo, what up? Hey. All right, so the way I feel, I think what I would do right after COVID-19 will be go to Disney World with my family on a road trip. On a road trip and enjoy every minute, every hour, every day of traveling with my family on a long road trip to Disney World. That's what we was trying to do from the beginning.
I love it. Before
COVID-19.
I'm down.
But if it's possible, I want to take my whole team.
Sir.
The whole fam. Let's do it.
We can make that happen.
Check us out.
Yes, that's all I got. Check us out. My favorite part of Florida.
Disney Springs?
No.
Orlando?
No.
Orlando?
Guess again.
Full Sail University?
Where's Full Sail?
Winter Park, Florida?
Hey!
Shout out to
Winter Park, Florida.
I love it. It's very nice.
There.
I wish I could live there.
Oh, this
I love Panama.
Where I got this Gouda fish.
Ooh, it was so good.
Mouth is watering thinking about that fish, y'all.
$60 fish, but it's worth it.
We went there for my graduation, and I'm talking about we ate so good, and it was amazing.
I ain't even gonna lie.
I love Florida.
Oh, I love it.
Shout out to Florida.
I don't mean to, you know, this whole life of being limited, it's getting old.
It's
getting
exhausting.
Old to everybody. It's not just, I mean, yeah, we got to be all careful and everything, but I mean, when is it going to be over? Like when?
That's a good question, Jay.
When is this
going to be over?
It's just like,
if we're ready to go.
We're limited to what we can do in our lives.
All right. So E, what is one thing you would do? Excuse me, guys. My sinuses are draining. So it's nothing I can do but sound nasally. I'm sorry in advance.
I probably sound the same way.
It's the weather change.
We will still give y'all this work.
Allergies and asthma.
All you need is some good self-talk.
But what's one thing you would do after the pandemic has fully cleared?
So I'm always thinking outside the box.
I love it.
So I'm not staying nowhere local. After this pandemic, I'm trying to go abroad. So I'm trying to do a family European vacation.
I love it. All aboard. I'm coming.
Lego. I'm trying to hit up Greece, Italy. I'm trying to do it all.
We're going to see all of our fans while we're there.
Yes.
So, Hada, what is the one thing you would do after the pandemic has cleared?
Nice. So after the pandemic cleared, first we all going to Miami.
Hey.
I want to go to Miami. Shout out to South Beach.
I'm doing my crunches.
We going to Miami.
That 305, baby. I'm
gonna get my dad by together.
In the winter time.
Look, I'm gonna get my dad by together, and we gonna go out there. I'm going out there with a six pack. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned and watch out for my six pack.
Okay. Hey, stay tuned.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But let me hurry up with this. So, one, Miami. Two, I'm trying to go to an Eagles and Cowboys game. I'm trying to take my family there because I've never been to a football game. So, I'm trying to go to an Eagles and football game, and I'm trying to watch my Eagles smash the shit out of the Trash Boys. That's what I want. That's it. That's what I want to do after the pandemic. And I'm trying to go without no mask. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm tired of, this fucking mask.
I'll give you 2 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? Unless it's a Diamond Sound production mask. If it's a Diamond Sound production mask, I like it. But other than that, I'm sick of masks.
Yes, go buy your Diamond Sound production mask. They are for sale. And they have the little snug plastic piece
nice.
Behind the ear. I will pull mine out, but I don't want to be Joe.
Just go check them out on the website.
I want to take a trip to Philly to get some of Grandma's cooking.
Grandma, we right there. Hey. You already know I'm coming.
I wanted to say that. Mac and cheese.
I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to sound like a square because
so
that's the only place I want to.
But I will fuck that mac and cheese.
Shout out
up.
To Grandma for the mac
when
and cheese.
When I tell y'all, she used to make us whole pans.
You gonna make me hungry.
You know, nobody make mac and cheese like your grandma.
My
make
mouth
mac
just
and cheese.
That is true. About her mac and cheese.
That is true.
We love mac and cheese.
GG. We coming for you.
We coming to get some of that mac and cheese for
I miss
show.
You.
Hey, my mama make a bad mac. My mama make a bad mac and cheese too.
She sure do.
Shout out
she
to
do.
You, mama.
Shout out to you. You know who you are.
So shout out to all the OGs in the game. That's just slamming shit in the kitchen and just really tearing it up.
Thanksgiving coming up.
Thanksgiving coming up.
I travel across the world to get that woman's cooking. I love Marie cooking. And I don't eat nobody food. I'm the pickiest person because I'm a daughter of a chef.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So to think about her cooking, it makes my mouth watered. I got to stop.
You already know. I grew up on
that
food.
That stuffed crab.
Ooh. I know.
Okay. All right. It's over. All right. So that was our question of the day. Thanks for tuning in.
Nice.
All right, guys. We're going to go into the highlight of the week. And this week, we want to give a major shout out to
LeBron James
for his fourth MVP trophy and the Lakers for taking home the lovely win of the championship.
Yes, shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
For the home team.
Shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers. First and foremost, let's not pass this up. Shout out to the Black Mamba. Rest in peace to the Black
rest
Mamba.
In peace.
Kobe. Rest in
my
peace
favorite
Kobe.
Player.
That's my favorite player.
The GOAT.
And his daughter.
Yes. And Gianna. Rest in peace to Gianna, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. For sure.
Great job, Lakers.
Yes. Great job on taking this win. Four rings. That was perfect. Look, we want to see you do 6. Can you do 7? Can you be great? That's what we want to see.
I want to see some 7.
Be the GOAT for real.
Yeah, that's how you get the GOAT. Can you do it? Because we're going to be watching.
That's so much pressure, though. Let that man enjoy his win.
He been living up to it,
though. He did great.
He can do it.
He's
I got
great.
Faith in him.
Yeah.
So I got faith pressure. In him.
Ain't that crazy how you just win and people already amping you up for the next?
You know what's so ironic? Everybody always compare Kobe and LeBron.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
And now Kobe's no longer with us.
Rest in peace.
Dang.
It's crazy, right?
Look.
Crazy.
And Kobe, and everybody know, if you knew me back in the day, that was my favorite player. I love Kobe. He was from Philly, just like myself.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes,
and
sir.
If anybody knew me, y'all knew that was my favorite
Same
player.
Same here.
We love
we
Kobe.
We found out that we both love Kobe. When
really?
We first got, I was like, I love Kobe.
Yes. We love
I know
Kobe.
You love Kobe. I love Jordan, but.
Yes.
And shout out to Kobe.
The price too high.
Shout out to the Black Mamba.
I just want to say I'm glad that LA got a championship because that brought some light to LA. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
What they
After
needed.
All these wildfires, you know, Nipsey and Kobe, all that. So it brought a light to the fans.
Yep.
So we're going to just, we want to just see, we want to give y'all a few stats on LeBron and, you know, how he get to where he at right now.
Yeah, it's shout out to LeBron for finishing the whole series strong. He ended the series with averaging 29.8 points a game, 11.8 rebounds, and 8.5 assists. Y'all, he killed it.
Yeah.
Averaging, mm-hmm. that means every game he was bringing his A game. So shout out to you, LeBron.
Yeah.
You deserve it. Yes. Congratulations, yo.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations, bro.
So our next topic is Halloween. What are you doing for Halloween, and how do you feel about trick-or-treating this year during COVID-19 and the pandemic? And what will you change about your trick-or-treat routine, if any? Fernandez gang?
Gang gang. Let's do it.
Well, it's a no for us. We are not participating in Halloween this year. But
I can dig it.
We really don't participate in Halloween already, but we do buy the kids costumes and, you know, be at home and doing all that good stuff. So it won't be no different for us. We might dress up. We might not, just depending on how we feel. Pass out some candy to ourselves. You know, here you go. Some candy.
I think that I'm going to go a little bit extreme. I'm going to try to make as fun as I can for my kids. Okay. So,
but the fact that people will be putting their children at risk to go, well, yeah. I think they'll be putting their children at risk to go trick-or-treating, but teach his own. Do you?
That shit is beyond me. It is not worth eating candy over no fucking Halloween.
No, ma'am.
It ain't worth it.
It ain't.
It's not worth it.
My kids ain't going to motherfucking place.
Nah, mine ain't either.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all go to the backyard?
Look, and tell your kids, don't come to my motherfucking place either. Because I'm not answering the door.
I know you can't.
The light ain't going to be on, baby. And I'm not answering it. So tell your kids, don't knock on my door. Because I ain't opening the door, and we ain't got no candy either. You know what I'm saying? This is the best advice I can give you. Go in the house, stay in the house, watch scary movies with your kids. That's what we gonna do. Watch Hocus Pocus.
Hey, my favorite movie.
Watch out, Hocus Pocus. Watch
that's our
watch
movie. Yeah. We watch it every Halloween.
And we watch
Halloween
Jack the Pumpkin King.
That's our Halloween
just
tradition,
that.
Guys.
That's what we doing.
When I was younger, we went to Hallelujah Night.
Amen. We did.
We went to Hallelujah Night, y'all. We went out there trick or treat.
I may cuss, but I'm a cussing Christian. And yes, I went to
Hallelujah Night. Okay,
night.
Ain't no Halloween. It's Hallelujah.
It was a lock in, and while everybody was out trick or treating, oh my God, y'all.
It used to be so fun, though.
It was so fun. And our church was huge. You know, one of the biggest churches in Atlanta and New Orleans right now. We.
And the pastor might not have on red bottoms. I'm watching.
He rich. But they had these rooms set up, and you would walk in the room, and it would be like, how would be entering heaven, or how would it look if you was going to hell?
Right. Yeah.
We had all that, and we would have a maze, and you know, all that other stuff.
Candy.
But did that shit not scare the fuck out of you as a child?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, I thought it was just me.
It did. I used to be like, yo, what the?
Y'all like Hey Rocks? Y'all like Hey Rocks? Who like Hey Rocks?
I love Hey Rocks.
Oh, I love Hey Rocks.
Let's do a Hey Rock. I'm about to do a Hey Rock. We're doing Hey Rocks. We're doing Hey Rocks.
I still got those pictures.
Me too.
And they pop up every year around
the
time.
I'll put the pictures on the screen, guys. But yeah. We love going
to. The kids were so little.
We just went by that.
We're still doing it this year, too.
Y'all want to schedule a time where no one is there?
I'm talking about it gotta be nobody there, though.
And it's outside,
like nobody.
So.
Nobody gotta be there but us.
It's true.
We gotta run out the whole thing because.
I mean, all we gotta do is get masked up and get ready.
Hey.
We stay masked up.
Stay masked up.
Especially if it's a Diamond Sound Production mask.
You can buy it online at diamond-sound-production.com.
Right here.
Yep,
right
here. Y'all see it.
And this hoodie is real comfortable.
Oh, it's so soft.
Real nice. Comfortable. It's all cozy and stuff. I will put the hood on y'all, but I got my bun up here.
The bun bun.
I give it to him.
Yeah, it's all thick and stuff. They comfortable.
So, aren't they comfortable?
Yeah. Totally worth it, y'all. Go purchase. Go pick it up.
Look, and since we on the topic of Halloween. This is my Halloween costume right here. You gonna see me? I'm gonna be in a Diamond Sound Production hoodie.
You gonna be a disgruntled Diamond Sound Production
Absolutely.
Employee?
Absolutely. I'm gonna be mad.
I love it.
I'm gonna be a disgruntled Diamond Sound Production and I'm being upset.
It's going to be the night after we record the podcast when he's pulling his hair off.
Yeah, I mean, like, yo, I got to, you know what I mean? Everybody know, if you're an editor, you know. Hey, we all editors here, though.
Audio engineers have it the hardest.
Shout out, hey, respect the engineer. Shout out to the engineers.
Hey, respect the engineer.
Respect the engineer. They work hard, guys. We don't sound great at first, but they make us sound amazing. Yes. And that's why you get what you get.
You know I'm right. Come on with this podcast. Right, we done?
Oh, yeah.
He's addicted. I'm sorry. He's addicted.
He's like, we done?
We done? He ready to wrap it up.
Wrap it on up. No, I was playing. Let's get it, guys. Let's
All right. So now we know everyone. Halloween.
It's a no-go.
It's a no-go, so it's no yes. need to go any further. We're going to watch movies, eat candy, have fun with our kids in home, safe, eating the candy that we brought from the store.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all.
So we are sliding into our next segment, and it is titled History Not Taught. And the reason why this segment is so important, guys, with the upcoming election, your vote matters, y'all. So before we slide into the whole voting deal, I just want to give y'all a little history, a little African-American history about Republicans. Because everybody is like, oh, yeah, black people supposed to vote Democrat. That's not true, guys. You are entitled to your views, your opinion. We ain't judging. I'm not judging. Y'all judging?
Hell no.
No judgment.
We don't judge.
No judgment. Hell.
Not at all. So this segment is called History Not Taught. And I just want to give y'all a little history about the first 23 member or black members of Congress that were elected into Congress were black Republicans, y'all.
Wow.
Even Frederick Douglass. Everybody familiar with Frederick Douglass, right?
Yes. Yep.
Even Frederick Douglass was a black Republican. And this is one of his quotes, a direct quote from Frederick Douglass was, "The Republican Party is the ship and all else is the sea." Meaning, if you ain't on the Republican Party, you're going to sink.
That's right.
Y'all let that sink in, okay? So just remember, when y'all heading out to the polls this year, this is one of the most important years because it is an election year. Do y'all research. Make sure y'all know who y'all voting for and why. Stand behind it, because whoever you choose, when they become president and they start messing up, hold yourself accountable.
You hold yourself accountable. Just get out and vote.
Yes, that's all that matters, guys.
Just vote. Do your
vote
homework.
Don't
vote blindly. Just vote. And vote and have a reason why you're voting for that person. Understand what their platform is about. It does not take long to look up what these candidates are standing on.
You on Google all day anyways.
Exactly.
Google you something on YouTube, that matters.
You on YouTube.
Exactly.
Watch it.
Yep.
Understand it, learn it, and then vote for the people who believe in what you believe in and who are going to help you achieve your goals at the end of the day.
It matters, guys.
It really does. Every vote counts.
Let's get it done.
Instead of them coming to a small common agreement, they are allowing all these people to get evicted left and right. Y'all, people hold... families are being put out of their homes that they've lived in for years. The only place their children call home. They're being put out on the street, and all directly in correlation to COVID-19. And our government has the opportunity to do something about it, and nothing is being done. People are all twiddling their fucking thumbs and sitting around and doing nothing, because y'all could talk for days, but if your actions don't reflect what you've been doing, what's the fucking point? The people are waiting. The people are tired. Do something.
Yep.
And don't wait till after an election. Do it now. It's hungry kids out there.
Yep. They turning this whole pandemic into a political situation.
Yeah, and they're letting everybody suffer.
Yes,
because you shouldn't have to sit here and decide whether or not you're going to pay rent or you're going to feed your children.
Absolutely.
And that's what people are doing right now. They're gambling. They're like, shit, look, maybe cut the insurance off, you know, keep the cable or the light bill on, because the kids need the internet for school. You know, it's too many crucial decisions being made in American homes, and no one is doing anything coming from the people who can do something about it.
The saddest part about it is everybody in the Congress and Senate, those are people that we put there.
Absolutely.
And they are not helping us.
They failed
us. That's why y'all gotta go vote, man. We put these people where they are. They are not taking care of us, yo.
No, they are not opening up your eyes. Like, you should see, oh, I voted for him 4 years ago, 2 years ago.
Yep.
You know, and is he doing anything to help?
I'm not sure if the government has the people's best interests.
I'm sure they don't.
We're like the last thing they worry about. When you sit here, I don't mean to jump in front of you, but no, I mean, it's just they're more worried about voting in a judge, right?
That's Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, that's absolutely what they're more worried about instead of helping the American people.
Yep.
You
but
know,
as an American citizen, I am disappointed in this whole system, yeah. The whole system. Throw the whole damn government away.
Yes. Throw them away.
Throw the whole government away.
We need help.
It's been a joke. It's been a joke ever since. I mean, just from starting from Trump not saying anything about this whole COVID, and you knew about it.
Yep.
Yes.
All the lies. All the lies. Games.
You knew about it, but we had to find out what 2 months later, 3 months later.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, that's unacceptable as an American.
We need answers.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
We demand answers.
We need answers. We need help.
We need help. Nancy.
Yes.
Come on.
Nancy. Yes.
Come on, Nancy
Pelosi. Like, we,
what you doing, baby?
Every day is a back and forth about the negotiation, and that you guys are trying to prove. We are about 2 weeks away from election.
Yes. And it's people out here stuck out, yo.
And we a second away from the whole economy
crashing. Yep.
Like, we didn't ask for this.
This is worse than the Great Depression.
No one asked to get laid off. No one asked to be in the predicament that they're in right now. But you guys need to pass the stimulus. That's all I gotta say.
Take care of your American people.
If I had any advice for people, it would probably be to make sure that you stockpiling on all groceries, like water, like canned goods, because this virus isn't going nowhere. They're not protecting us. So make sure that everybody is keeping stockpiles of groceries, because we don't know which way this is going. We don't know at all.
Not at all.
So everybody, that's all I want. I want everybody to make sure that you protect your family, you know, protect your goods, protect everything you have in your house, and don't take nothing for granted, because life is too short.
Yes.
And we can see that right now.
Yep.
And it's really coming into fruition.
Totally agree.
Definitely. All right. So that is our disappointment in America. We're disappointed, guys. We're sad.
Sad.
They ain't doing shit.
We just want to use our platform, you know, just to make everybody aware, you know, because a lot of people don't have this platform and they can't voice their opinion. But we're going to use our platform to voice our opinion and speak for the people.
Yes. And we're serious about what we're talking about, guys. We are not just sitting up here just rambling on about something we have no idea about. Don't say that your vote don't matter. Don't say, oh, it don't matter who wins anyway. Don't say that.
It does.
It matters. Does.
It matters.
It matters, man.
That may be the factor in whether your mortgage get paid next month.
Exactly.
It matters.
You fall on hard times, you might need some help. You don't know what could happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it.
Right.
Before y'all just go out here recklessly voting.
Yeah.
Think about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So our next segment is, with all this disappointment, what's your drink choice of the week?
I'm going to start this one off because
I'm going to take a sip.
I love alcohol.
In my Diamond Sound production.
Yeah, y'all check it out. Everybody check it out. And if you want one of those cups, go visit
www.diamond/sound/production.com.
So if I had to pick, and I love alcohol, so if I had to pick my first drink right now, it's going to be Hennessy. We love Henny. And I want to drink Henny straight. I love Henny straight. I love it warm. I love it cold. I love it with green eggs and ham. You know what I'm saying? I love Henny. I can drink Henny for breakfast. I can drink Henny for dinner. I can drink Henny for brunch. I can drink Henny for lunch. You know what I'm saying?
If you have sleep too, huh?
If I'm half sleep before I'm awake.
Take me a little shot. Yep.
Just get me some Henny. Pour my Henny up. And if I'm going to drink it naked, I'm going to drink it neat. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to drink it with some lemonade. And that's it.
Oh, I was going to say that. That's our favorite way to drink Henny. It's with some Simply Lemonade. If you haven't had it, try it. Go to Walmart and get you some Simply Lemonade and just put a splash of lemonade into your
that's
shot
it.
Of Henny.
Only a splash. You only need a splash. If you put in more than a splash, you done contaminated the Henny. You know what I'm saying?
Quite delectable, ladies and gentlemen.
So you only need a splash, remember.
You can Henny. Even put the Henny in your eggnog with a cinnamon
ooh,
stick.
Ooh, I like it that
way. I like it like that the in the middle comfort. Of the night. Mm, yes, mm, only mm, way. Mm. Yeah, I love Henny. All right, that's our drink. What's your drink?
Well, everybody knows I'm a wine drinker, but since we are talking about like stronger alcoholic beverages, I'm going to let Hubby answer this one because I'm just drinking whatever he's drinking. Mm. So what we drinking, babe? What we drinking?
Grey Goose.
That goose get
the
you loose.
Goose get you loose.
See? That goose get me loose.
Damn. Hey,
that's, that's my choice. That's always been my choice. I love it. I love it. I can't say nothing bad about it.
I love it.
So what do you like to drink goose with? You like to drink it straight?
No, it got to be the cranberry grape.
It has to be that cranberry grape.
That's how I like it.
Just so I can get that.
You see wifey was on it.
Yeah. That last, I gotta have that tongue taste.
Got to be.
Got to be on point. Got to be on point. Saffron cup, some ice.
And double cuppers, please.
Yes, sir.
Double cup me
Let's
up.
Go. Let's
you
go.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
All right. So our next segment is, what is your food choice of the week?
I think we all going to have the same one, to be honest. So let me just say that.
I'll let y'all start it off. Hell yeah.
Shout out to Stop and Go
Gyros. Shout out to Stop and Go
Gyros.
Y'all need to endorse us. For real though.
Yo.
Y'all done made so much money off
Texas.
Of us.
Yes.
Stop and Go Gyros. Go check them out on B Street.
It's Lebanon food. Lebanese.
On
Lebanese
B Street. It's good as shit,
my
man.
It's so delicious.
On roof
snow. With the extra garlic butters.
And the feta cheese fries. Ooh,
the Greek fries.
Greek
with
fries.
The hummus on the side.
Yes, that's the good stuff.
Chicken shawarma.
Chicken shawarma.
Shout out to the chicken shawarma.
Chicken shawarma.
My mouth is
good.
Watering.
We hungry,
also, we want to shout out Crab Kings because they got these.
Yes. Oh, it's our very own business of the week.
Yes,
Crab Kings.
Shout out Crab Kings.
Y'all are doing it big, and it's a K. And it's another K. Just if you're looking, it's a K and a K. So.
And our favorite dish there is
waffle shrimp.
Hey, you can
they make me happy.
These waffle shrimp are amazing.
They make you do the happy dance when you eat, y'all.
It really does. Like, and you can warm them up later, and it tastes so good. It's just like waffle batter dipped with a big old colossal shrimp in the middle of it. It's delicious, guys. And it comes with confetti, sugar, and syrup on the side. Yes, my mouth is watering.
Not just syrup. Warm. It's hot syrup. Hot syrup.
But that dough just the sauce in your mouth.
Oh, it's so good. Like, I even eat it without the syrup
sometimes.
I wish
they had it for breakfast right now.
I just munch on them. I used to get them in the middle of the night and then wake up in the morning and eat them for breakfast.
They're great. They are
and my
amazing.
Second favorite thing is... You know what it is. The fried lobster.
I haven't had that.
I got to have that. I haven't had it.
I love lobsters. So.
And then the crawfish empanadas.
Ooh, them crawfish empanadas are so good.
Y'all making me
hungry. I don't know what that sauce tomorrow. Is, we're but that there. Sauce is so good.
We're going there tomorrow.
All right. So shout out to Crab Kings. And
shout
remember,
out to Crab Kings.
Crab Kings, it's in Alliance.
Yes.
It's with Alliance and 2Ks. Yes. Crab With a K, Kings with a K.
Y'all can sponsor our next mukbang.
I love
it. We coming.
It.
Even if you don't, we still coming to get some of that shit.
Hey. For sure. Yep. For sure.
Yeah, I was addicted. I was ordering like 3 times a week. It was fast.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, it was super bad.
All right, we're going to get into our next segment, and it is called Guilty Pleasures.
Ooh.
What is your guilty pleasure? Whether it's television, it's a snack, it's a something you, is it something that you do? What's your guilty pleasure? I'll start off with mine. My guilty pleasure is cookies and cream, ice cream with extra cookies. I'm so addicted. It's not my fault. It's my children's fault. When both pregnancies, I had Tyrell out at 2, 3, and 4 in the morning looking for fucking cookies and cream, ice cream with extra cookies. Like, I really do love it. And I'm so lactose and I shouldn't eat it, but I'm addicted. Like,
it's your guilty pleasure.
It's my guilty pleasure. And I just can't give it up. It's nothing better than sitting in the bed eating that and watching Grey's Anatomy. Like, that's life.
Perfect combo.
And what does that particular snack or that particular guilty pleasure do to your stomach?
We're gonna go there. It tears my stomach up.
Like he don't know.
I'm so allergic to lactose. But I love it. Like I really can't give it up. I've tried. Like I can go like 2-3 weeks without it, but and after 2-3 weeks I have to just get it. And I only can get it from 3 spots around here.
Really?
After the ice cream gallery closed down.
Yeah.
I can't get it from there anymore.
Yeah.
So I can only get it from like 3 spots. And I'll keep those disclosed. But, you know, I'm addicted. It's my guilty pleasure.
So what you're saying is when you need to shit your pants, you just go get you some Blue Bell.
And no matter what it does to me, I love it. Yo, I love ice cream.
So everybody, if you want to shit your pants, go see Blue Bell.
If you're lactose.
If you're lactose.
Oh, snap.
That's my guilty pleasure.
So my guilty pleasure is, and I feel like a fucking weirdo for telling y'all this, and don't talk about me after I tell y'all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I really don't want to tell y'all, but I'm going to tell you anyway because it's guilty pleasures.
Hey.
So, my guilty pleasure is I cannot sleep without white noise.
Are you an infant?
I'm an infant. Because I can't, and the reason why that's my guilty pleasure is because if I don't put something in my ears to stop my brain from thinking or moving or doing whatever it do, I don't know what it do.
We have road runner's brain, guys.
I need something to so I don't hear my thoughts.
I'm addicted now.
The following for white noise is crazy. Like it's millions and millions of people that suffer, or I can't say suffer, but they just
need those relaxing melodies. Insomnia. It helps babies
to go
to
sleep.
It does. Really helps babies.
And look, and guess what? Raji needs it too. So now I need it.
Wow.
Really?
Tiff needs it. She was texting me in the middle of the night.
Raji needs
Mama,
it.
Mama, I cannot sleep. I need you to unlock my rain music. I'm like, oh my God. Are you serious?
Because I used to make her listen to it. I used to put her
as
to sleep
a baby.
To it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We love rain music so in this house.
So if you like, if you come to my house when everybody's sleeping, all you're going to hear is.
Yeah, that noise.
And my favorite one is the storm at sea. Because it's like a booby in the middle of the ocean.
Who
and all
like,
you hear,
who
I'm from
like
New
boobies.
Orleans. I love rain. I love water. You know, I love rain sounds. And
thunder.
I love thunder. I'm addicted to like those sounds because that's what I grew up in. I was born 2 days after a major hurricane. So at night, I have to turn it on before I go to sleep. Otherwise, I'll be up with my insomnia all night long.
But that's the best sleep, though.
It is.
Go to sleep.
That is the best sleep.
Have some sex. Turn that rain music
up. When it rains on the rainy nights, there'll be storm.
Yes, sir. So that's my guilty pleasure. And that's obviously Peb's guilty pleasures, too.
It is. What's your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure It's candy, y'all. And it's a funny story how that became. So real quick, when I was younger, or like real, real little, my daddy used to call me the candy lady. And he used to call me the candy lady.
Snacks.
Yes. Snacks. Yes, I have acquired the name Snacks as well.
They're calling me Snacks.
Yeah, I get them racks. Okay. So my daddy used to call me the candy lady when I was little. He said that one time when I was like 2 years old, I asked him for $50 so I could go to Quick Trip and buy me a whole bunch of candy. And then to make it even worse, he even had a theme song, y'all.
Nice.
When he used, and my nickname when I was younger was Pooney. So he had a nickname.
Yeah, you gotta let us hear that. You gotta let us hear that song.
He had a nickname for me, right? So he'd be like, "Here come the candy lady." What's wrong with my language today? He'd be like, "Here come the candy lady." So he'd be like, "Sister Pooney, the candy lady." He'd be like, "Bum bum bum, she'll eat your bubble gum." Sister Pooney, the candy lady.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to you, daddy.
Hey, shout out to Bob.
So yeah, I am the candy lady.
I love that is hilarious.
All right, Pooney. We're gonna holler at you, Pooney.
Hey, y'all call me Pooney. That's
shout out to Pooney over here.
I got a whole bunch of funny stories about my nickname. Snacks. Y'all call me Snacks.
I'm calling her Pooney.
E.
I'm calling her Pooney.
It is what it is.
Hey, if the first person to drop Pooney in the comments,
hey,
we're giving out a free t-shirt.
Hey.
Y'all gotta spell it right though.
Let's see. So how you spell Pooney?
How you spell Pooney so they know how to spell it? So at least we give them that.
You can't tell them. You can't tell them. You gotta let them guess, and then she'll tell them.
If they listen, then they know, right? If they listen,
hey, that's true.
Yes. The word on the screen, and if they can spell it, meaning they've watched us thus far, They'll get a t-shirt.
We giving out a t-shirt.
We'll drop it at the end of the video.
Yes.
All right.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Pleasure. I love it.
One of my guilty pleasures are eating sunflower season bed.
Oh my god, that is so true.
That
should not be allowed.
No, because he almost killed himself
eating sunflower season bed.
Oh my god!
And everybody knows that I love sunflower seeds.
You know from the last podcast, he used to put them in his pants.
It could be David's. It could be Big's.
I got footage.
Crack pepper. It could be the pickle ones. Hey,
no bueno.
Hey, I'll be falling asleep. Ever since I was young, I used to play baseball here and there. Hey.
And hide snacks in his pants
for the little mouses to come
over. I didn't eat Puerto Rico.
But let me correct that. I didn't eat in my room. I just used to fix my stuff just ready for school for the next
day. I'm going
to
tell your mama. I hope she watching this.
The people know you told them.
Yeah.
Snacks, hot and that.
But yeah, sunflower seeds is my, that's my.
This is guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. I can agree to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Me two and him three.
Yes.
Because every time Jose, damn. I'm giving you new names. There I go. Every time Josel is idle, he pulls out fucking sunflower seeds out of nowhere. Like them bitches will come out of mid-air.
He'll lift up his hat.
And then he'll have his cup or something.
Where did it come from?
At least you ain't spit on the floor, G.
He got the foldable cup.
I didn't even see a bag. Where's the bag?
Hey, we're gonna show you that foldable cup. It's portable. We can get it on Amazon.
We're gonna show y'all. It's
coming to a store near you.
Just pull that baby out and just get with it.
All right. Welcome back to the Diamond Crew Podcast, and our next segment is the one you guys been waiting for. It's Hood Chronicles.
Nice. Ooh. Love Hood Chronicles.
My favorite.
So I'm going to start off with my Hood Chronicle today, and we're going to make it fast as usual, but it's going to be good stuff. It's good stuff. And it's one of these things that I like. It's because it's where it got me to where I'm at today. So my story is going to be the first time I got caught smoking weed in the house. This is big facts, okay? So I'm like, it was a long day. My grandma had me cleaning up all day. I'm like, man, I'm just ready to smoke.
The broom.
She had me, we called it, yep. We used to call my grandma the broom. Everybody know that. But she had me cleaning all day. And she was like, all right, after we finish cleaning, I'm going to the stove. And I was like, all right. I'm going to go downstairs and iron my clothes, too. Because our ironing board was in the basement. So she was like, all right, we got done cleaning. She was like, all right, I'm leaving. All right, you finish your shit. Finish your chores and everything. I'm like, all right, grandma, go ahead. I got this. I'll see when you get back. So she left. I went in the basement. I had my shit rolled up. I gets the fucking sparking and smoking. Because I'm like, she finally left, baby. And we good. So as soon as I fired that bitch up, and I'm talking about this is some good weed. I've been waiting on it all day. Is when I used to smoke. And I lit that bitch. I got about 2 puffs in. And my grandma turned around and came back in the house. I don't know. She must have left something. But I ain't wait long enough because she turned around like a zero turn. And you know what a zero turn is? That bitch turned, you know what I'm saying, on the dime. She turned around and came right back in the house. And she said, I could hear a sniff. I'm in the basement. And I can hear that sniff.
You can hear the stuff.
All I heard was the door shut like boosh.
Looking at the ceiling like.
Look, shit, the door went boosh. I was like, holy shit. And then I heard the sniff. It was a. She said, is you in my basement smoking reefer? So you know what my dumb ass did?
Lie.
My dumb ass lied. Said, no, grandma, I ain't smoking no reefer. So I took that goddamn arm and I turned that baby up high max and I took a bunch of goddamn spray starch and I just went to spraying and ironing. I said, grandma, I'm ironing my clothes. I'm just simply ironing my clothes.
Wow. I'm done.
Wow. And my grandma said, nigga, do you think I'm stupid? I said, no, grandma, I don't think you stupid.
Oh, shit.
She said, I know what weed smell like, and you smoking weed in my basement. I said, grandma, I'm just simply ironing my clothes.
Simply. How old was he?
I think I was probably about maybe 14.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So I was a young laddie when I used to smoke, you know? And she was mad at me. She was really pissed off. She went upside my motherfucking head.
We know that.
She went right upside my motherfucking head and took me to therapy. And that's it.
That's funny. 14.
Hilarious.
I couldn't even think.
And that's big like facts, that. By the way. That's big facts.
True story.
I was rolling up Duchess, Honey Duchess.
At 14?
And some really good killer. Why you think? Yeah. This was back in the day. It's a new day though, but that's a really good hood chronicle for you.
My hood chronicles takes place in Houston, and I was maybe like 19 years old. Maybe I had like just came home from college, I think, just you know, taking a summer off or something like that. So long story short, me and my best friend were working, got off of work that day, had to go cash our check. Now mind you, we young, we had our own apartment, we were struggling, we was broke, we living paycheck to paycheck, y'all. Okay, so we went to go pick up our paycheck. Now, we ain't had direct deposit or nothing like that. We wasn't fancy then. Okay. So, we went to go pick up our check. And on our way to pick up the check, I look at my best friend. I'm like, hey, girl, you know, we about to run out of gas. So, she's like, oh, girl, we good. We'll make it. We'll make it. So, yo, we made it. We went to go pick up our check. As soon as we was in, like, the turning lane to turn into the gas station. Yeah, we was cashing our check at the gas station.
That's how you know.
That's how you know.
You gotta pay that fee.
Disclaimer, I was young. Hey, that's all I'm gonna say. So we in line, like in the turning lane to turn into the gas station. Tell me why, as we waiting for the light to turn green, we run out of gas, y'all.
Were y'all the front runners?
We were the first one in the line.
Oh, so everybody was mad.
Everybody was
as
behind
shit.
Us. But no, me and my best friend, shout out to you, Crystal girl. We got out the car, we told the people behind us, hey. Push us over into the thing. Push us into the light. So they was like, all right, we got y'all. So, but when I got up to get out the car, I had my check sitting on my lap, y'all. So when I got up to get out the car, my check blew with the wind. So tell me why the guy pushes us into the thing. So I get out the car. I'm like, yeah, I grab my purse. I'm like, Crystal, where my check at? I'm like, where my check? Yo, something told me to look at the street, y'all. I turn around, look at the street. I see my check flying up in the air. When no. I tell y'all, fly when I tell away. Y'all, like, I thought my heart, like, came out of my chest, like, because I ain't had no money, y'all. That was my life. That was my rent. That was my cell phone bill out there floating up in the air. So, shout out to my best friend. Like a G, she went and got my motherfucking chain.
Because right. I'm going chase the bag. Absolutely.
Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you, Crystal. Shout out to you, Crystal. Shout out to you, real OG.
She went and got MVP my check, y'all, because I couldn't leave the car. I had right. like, it had no, y'all, it was bad. But, hey, that's my Hood Chronicle story. We that's, made it through. I cashed my check. We got nice. Some gas. And we went on our way.
I love nice. It. I love it. I love it.
The struggle is real, ladies.
The struggle
and
was real.
You was in Struggleville. Struggleville.
Hey, I took a trip to Struggleville.
You was in Struggleville.
But it was Hood Chronicles too, y'all. You had to pass it. Through Hood.
I love Chronicles. It. I got a hood story for y'all guys. So I was visiting my dad. I won't say what part of town. But I was visiting my dad, and he swear it's not hood over there when it was hood.
Yes, super hood.
So, me and Les strolling through the parking lot. You know, I had to run back to the chalet because I forgot something. But I do remember seeing a car blacked out sitting in the parking lot. And I pressed beep, you know, to lock my car. And, you know, I'm just strolling. I'm on the phone with my brother. And I'm just walking through. I got my UGG flops on. And if you know about flops, you know, you can't run in flops.
Hell no.
So
you roll your ankle.
I see this car sitting there, and he turned off his lights. And I'm like, Les, you see that shit? Mm. And she like, yeah, I see it. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening, but I said, let's get the fuck out of here. So I had this big old bag with me. And I have children, so
like
I had this big old designer bag with me, and all of a sudden, you know, we get to the sidewalk, and we're about to step onto the sidewalk, and we saw the car sitting there, and even though his lights were off, we knew it was somebody sitting in the car, and he was driving because he was in drive. So we look at him, he look at us, and he do this wave like, y'all go ahead. So we walk in, we get on the sidewalk. Next thing you know, we barely get our feet onto the fucking sidewalk, and he starts popping off. I'm talking about shots fired. Pop, 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 pop. And we both, like, I'm standing there in shock, and you know I ain't been in the hood in a while because I was totally tripping, acting so valley. Like, it was ridiculous. And Les like, get down. So she pushed me on the ground, like, face on the ground, we both on the ground laying there, and all these shots being fired off.
Les is used to getting shot at.
Les from the hood. So, you know, I'm not from the hood, but I grew up in the hood. Canal Street, shout out to New Orleans. At my grandmom's house, because she was the one who was raising us while our parents were working full-time jobs.
Yeah.
So, six kids, you know, grandmom's house.
Right. Takes a village. Yes,
my mom, papa is all you know.
Yes.
So, I'm on the ground, we laying there, and I'm looking at Les, and I'm like, fuck, how did we get here? Like, shit. I thought I was breaking nails, and, you know, I ain't worried about my nails, I ain't worried about my bag, I ain't worried about nothing. Then all of a sudden, the rounds, he stopped firing for a second. So we waited like 30 seconds until we didn't hear no more shots, and he's still sitting there. And Les was like,
run.
Let's make a run for it. So fuck the bag. Fuck the Uggs. Fuck everything. I left everything in the grass. I'm talking about my phone in the grass. It's hood over there.
At least he was courteous. Like, y'all bitches need to get the fuck out of the way.
He was nice.
Y'all ain't got nothing to do with this.
Get the fuck out the way.
And
get
we out. Moved. I was just trying to get out of Doc.
You safe. That's all that matters. You and Les.
She lives to tell the story. And I just remember Les' face looking at me like, this bitch is so bougie.
Bougie.
I had my bag and 90210 so bougie. And I'm just walking and I'm just like, walking across the street and shots fired. And I'm like, the fuck? She like, get out!
You hesitated.
I did, because you know, I haven't been in the hood in so long, and I'm
you
not
like,
used
real.
I'm
not used to it. I thought that shit was a joke. I'm like, y'all playing.
You was like, hold on, am I hearing what I think I'm hearing?
And I didn't even have my own gun on me. Like, I just, man. I was just tripping.
That's scary, though.
That's why I don't move without it now.
Never go to the hood without your gun on.
Never. All right, guys. So we are going to end our podcast with a segment called Small Victories and Goals. So everyone's going to go through and talk about a small victory they had this week and a goal for next week, because we're taking it weekly due to the lifestyle and the pandemic and everything. Mm. So we're taking it weekly with goals, and tell us how you're going to get to that goal and achieve the mission. Let's start with
Hotter. But this is like super important to me, guys. This is my creed. Like, this is what I live by right now. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody. We're gonna tell you our goals and our small victories, but I wanna know y'all's too. I wanna know, you know, what are y'all gonna do to take the next step to reach your major goals? And what that is small victory. So each small victory is going to be like a puzzle piece to your final goal, okay?
I like that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So I want to share my small victory, and it's really important to me, you know, and it's going to happen, and it's something I've been wanting to do for a while. So as an audio engineer, you know, I have goals that I have set out for myself. And I'm going to achieve them. It's just it's going to take a little time for me to do that. But y'all stay tuned, and I'm going to walk you through this step. And you're going to see the start, and you're going to see the finishing product. But what I want to do is I want to start a band, okay? I need live musicians. If you could play the drums, if you can play the violin, the xylophone, I don't care. We want to start a band, and it's going to be the Diamond Sound Production Band.
That's my idea.
And we already got a vocalist. Pebbles is a very good vocalist, very strong voice. And if you also, if you're a vocalist, we want you too, because we're going to need those BGs. You know what I'm saying? We're going to need those background vocals, those BGVs. And we got the LDVs, the lead vocals. So we want all the instrumentalists, everybody can play an instrument. If it's a piano, we want pianos, we want guitars, we want bass players, we want trumpet players. And look, I'm working for free right now, okay? Because that's how important this is to me. And my small victory this week is to connect with three live instrument players. And I want to set up a studio session with them, and I want to get to work. So that's my small victory. That's to start a live band. Yeah.
Let's get it.
I like that.
My victory would be life. That's how I look at it. That's my victory for the week. It's to wake up every morning healthy. My family waking up every day healthy, just ready to go. That inspires me. So
absolutely.
That's my victory. I don't have small victories. I always think big victories.
Awesome.
And I think that my goals are to just take off. I want to take off with my team. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got this vlog. My wife got this vlog thing going on the YouTube channel, and Diamond Sound Production. That's where I want this to take off. That's my goal as a whole, as a unit, as a team, to just be there and support.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your support.
As much as I can.
I'm just kidding.
And our small victory is going to be to drop these podcasts for y'all every week.
For sure. Yeah.
All right, E, what's your small victory, and how do you plan on achieving it?
So my small victory would be the last few uploads that the Fernandez family, y'all go check us out on YouTube, uploaded, they all surpassed 80 views. Nice. So that's all I can ask for as a small YouTube channel. We also got the podcast going. Absolutely. So y'all keep supporting that. So that is my small victory. Uploading my last three uploads all hit over like 80 views, like real quick. Even some of them have surpassed that. So we appreciate all the support. And then for my goal, our goal on the Fernandez family, Y'all go check us out. and type in The Fernandez Gang if it don't come up. Right. So, but yeah, my goal for that channel is for us to at least get to 200 subscribers by December. Nice. I think it can happen. That. We at like 87, I think, or something like that right now. So if you're watching this and you would like a new hot YouTube channel to go watch, a family channel, y'all go check out The Fernandez Family. Go check us out, y'all. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Turn on your post notifications. And so you can join The Fernandez Gang.
Gang, let's get it.
I'm sick of y'all stealing my stuff. I got to start going first. I always go last.
Save the best for last, right?
Hey, look.
Blessings. Blessings.
My small victory this week will be... Now that it's fall, I can start working out outside again because I can breathe. So, my small victory this week will be to start taking my walk / runs at night again. Nice. I do it every fall.
I go with you.
I love it.
It is nice to take a nice long walk.
Yes, I used to do it after dinner.
We used to do it all the time.
It helps
too.
With stress. I can tell you that's great one of stress my. Relief.
Yes,
it's the one thing you can do in the pandemic.
Yep.
And not be scared about it.
And Thor loves a little brisk walking.
Yes, yeah. They do.
He loves it. Yeah. Thor. I'll put a picture of Thor. By the way, he's gorgeous. He's blue nose. Yep. Beautiful. Brindle. Beautiful.
He's our podcast mascot, by the way.
He's Diamond Sound Production mascot.
Absolutely. So, yep, that's my small victory. Nice. I am going to start taking my walks again every night, and I'm not going to skip out. Even if I'm busy, I'll work on the go because I always allow my work to overshadow myself. So I'm going to put some time in for me this week.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
take some me time.
Yeah, because we know we threw the treadmill away.
And my next small victory is to do backflips on a trampoline.
Oh Lord, I will catch that on footage for y'all. Do not think I won't get it. It's happening.
You're gonna see a nigga in a cask.
Oh Lord. All right. So thanks for tuning in. And check us out next week.
Yes, make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. Turn on your post notifications so you can be notified every time a new podcast drops.
Let's go.
We are signing off, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Diamond Crew Podcast. Peace out.
Peace.